Ghost Stories Online.
We are up to EPP number 69 at Real Ghost Stories Online, and here is a little sample of what you will hear in this week's EPP bonus episode. Dear Tony and Jenny, I have to tell you that since I found your show at the beginning of the year, I can't wait to listen to you while I make my rounds at work. It's been a long time since I thought about these two stories I'm about to tell you because it made such a profound impact on my life that I try hard to forget they ever happened. I'll try to make this as short as possible. When I was 6 years old, I lived in a country town called Poway in Southern California. It was a cold fall afternoon, and I was playing with a friend, John John, at his house. His family had a swimming pool. My friend was a scraggly little kid who was a year younger than I. We'd been playing around the pool while wearing jackets due to the weather. I remember that I had pretended like I was going to push him into the water, and it seemed to shake him. When I had my back to him, he really did shove me into the deep end of the pool. I couldn't swim. The jacket I wore quickly soaked up water as soon as I found myself looking up from the enormous black-bottom pool. The air went out of my lungs. Bubbles trailed out of my nose and mouth. I remember the sun shining through the water up at the surface. John John stared back at me with such a blank expression. I felt like he knew I was going to die. I struggled the best I could, but all the clothes I wore were heavy in the water. When I couldn't hold my breath anymore, I reflexively inhaled and felt the water going into my lungs. It burned, and I tried to cough, but I couldn't. There was just no air left in me. My eyesight went haywire, white streaks flashed in my vision, and the next thing I knew, I was looking down at the pool from about 3 or 4 stories up in the air. I looked west and saw the horizon. I looked down and saw John John, still looking into the water, at my body. Then I realized I was going higher and higher. The horizon around me began to take on a curve, and below me, I could see the whole neighborhood. I felt I was at peace. Then I noticed that below me, several people ran out of the house into the backyard. I saw John John's father running and pointing at the water. Find out what happens with the conclusion of that story and more on this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. We'll also hear the story of a young woman who finds she's drawn to a home as a child and then finds out why as an adult. Also, something paranormal intervenes to make sure a child gets the medical testing his life depends upon. And toddlers, they can be scary. But one toddler may have scared the spirits away from his home for good. Find out how on this week's EPP bonus episode number 69 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Get it when you sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com. Of course, get access to all of our bonus video material and all the past episodes as well. Your support is what keeps our show on the air. Sign up now at realghoststoriesonline.com. And thank you.